Well, it's been another interesting week here for Kenny's Two Pennies to talk about. So you know what? Let's just dive right in. First, I'm going to talk about this thing that seems to have taken the country. You know, I mean, yeah, it's a disease that can be extremely deadly. But the thing is, I think I wonder if we're going a little overboard. I'm talking about the Ebola problem. Yeah. It did come into the country with that doctor and that nurse, especially, I mean, when they were flown here to treat the disease, but you see, they recovered. And then, that guy who unfortunately passed away, who kind of got around the whole things they had set in place for Ebola. And I mean, my condolences to his family, but then two nurses who treated him got the disease, but both have since recovered. It just seemed to be dying down. And then in New York City, a doctor had developed Ebola-like symptoms, and now a 5-year-old boy looks like he might have the disease. You know, it seemed as though everything was starting to die down, and here it comes again. But you see what's happening with that nurse there who volunteered her time to be in Sierra Leone. And the thing is, it seems as though she feels her civil rights have been violated and everything. Well, I will say this. My hat is off to those people who go over there to fight this insidious disease. I mean, we gotta take every precaution necessary to prevent this disease from spreading. Although I do think we may be going a little overboard. 'Cause she says, all she's in a tent that is unheated, and also she only has like a box for a toilet and everything. And now, I mean, President Obama's instituted a 21-day quarantine, especially here in New York. Of course, it's Obama and Cuomo, hopefully in one of his last acts as New York governor. But I mean, hey, we gotta do what we can to prevent the spread of this disease. And I mean, Ebola's contagiousness is only limited if you come in contact with the bodily fluids of someone who has Ebola, and when it's contagious. And the thing is, there's only a limited window when Ebola is contagious. But I don't know. You gotta wonder if all these extraordinary steps are really working. I know the CDC is trying to do it, but I think with these two nurses who got Ebola, they fumbled the ball. But all in all, let's just stop this disease from spreading, because to tell you the truth, it does concern me. Because you never know if a virus or a germ can mutate. Of course, with Ebola, it's a virus. It could mutate and maybe become airborne. But the chances of that happening are pretty low. But let's contain this. I'm sick of hearing about all these things with Ebola. We gotta contain this thing, shall we? Well, enough about something scary, but I am gonna talk about something scary. It's that time of the year again, late October, when all the ghosts, goblins, spooks, vampires and everything come out of the woodwork. Yeah. Careful, parents. Watch your kids. It's that time when they want to go around the village or go around wherever they go in the Finger Lakes and get all that, as Garfield says, candy, 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 candy. It's Halloween. And you know, in the days after Halloween, you parents have to watch your kids for that sugar rush when it hits. Hey, I have great memories of when Halloween came around, as I like to dress up and go around and beg. Of course, some people think that's what Halloween is, begging. But you know, it's always good for the kids to go around and, you know, just be kids. Dress up, say, trick or treat. Of course, most of the time I got treats. But of course, some people want to play a few tricks. I've always had this dream of being dressed up as a scarecrow on Halloween. And I would sit in a chair right on my front porch, just lie perfectly still, eyes closed like this. and have a sign there saying, take just one piece of candy. Thing is, I'd kind of be looking like this, but I'd kind of have one eye slightly open. Of course, all that straw in my face would disguise it. And I'd keep an eye on the kids when they came up to get the candy. And if one kid decided to take more than one piece, then I would come to life and go, just one, kid, just one. Of course, you might scare the living bejesus out of the kid. But isn't that what Halloween's for? Of course, for the 50th, almost the 50th time, I'm going to see if Linus can find out if the Great Pumpkin does exist. Because, you know, you got to wonder, every year he goes into that pumpkin patch, and every year it winds up being Snoopy that rises out of the pumpkin patch, and not the Great Pumpkin. And of course, Sally gets real ticked off when that happens. One of these years, Linus. One of these years. Well, now let's go from Halloween to something that is concerning in the world of college sports. Seems as though there's a couple of scandals going on. The first, Army. Apparently to entice recruits to come to West Point, some of the football players and other cadets took some of these potential recruits, took them to a mall there in Nyack, and they went drinking, underage drinking. Isn't that a big violation of the code of conduct for West Point or any military academy? Bad behavior, guys. I mean, you gotta wonder. I mean, this is a military academy, structured discipline, and I mean, the kids come out of it more mature, with a lot of integrity in that. What is this teaching potential recruits? Bad behavior like this is okay? No, it doesn't. Let's also a lieutenant colonel asking some of the female cadets to be dinner dates for some of these potential football recruits. Well, you know, and I mean, this lieutenant colonel was a little chauvinistic, if you ask me, saying, hey, we want to show that there's feminine cadets here and not females who are masculine. That's very chauvinistic there, sir. And you're a lieutenant colonel. Well, you know what? I think you're about to be an ex-lieutenant colonel by saying that. Because what kind of message are we sending to these potential recruits? This is Army. It's a thing of integrity in that. And you know what? Well, of course, the other thing I want to talk about is apparently around Halloween, Syracuse is going before the NCAA Infractions Committee. Because apparently over the last 10 years, all the look-sees that the NCAA has been taking into the program, both football and basketball. Of course, the whole thing with Fab Mello and James Sutherland left a black eye on the basketball program. Plus, some other allegations like sexual misconduct going on in that, plus that whole shamil with Bernie Vine, of which I don't think was a shamil at all. It was a shamil by two kids who didn't get their way, and they decided to ruin the reputation of a great assistant coach, and they almost tried to ruin the reputation of a legend. Hey, you don't mess with Jim Boeheim. Especially if the allegations are false. Well, you know what? I wish Syracuse the best of luck. Hopefully nothing major is going to come out of this. So let's pray. Because you know what? Syracuse's profile is starting to rise in the ACC. We don't need it knocked back down. And last but not least, I'm going to give a shout out to the teams. First, even though again we didn't make Section 5, Liam and Weep Carraher, Gino Pepperoni Perizzolo, and the rest of the Blue Devils, with a nice win over Marcus Whitman in the Connors and Ferris Bowl. And I think we're going to play either the winner of the Holly Hawks in Wellsville, or the winner of Newark and Hornell, of which I know it was Hornell. But I mean, I think it's going to be whoever won between Holly and Wellsville. course, it would be a long journey for both of them to come to Brock Field, especially Wellsville. But you know, nobody's sick from Wellsville. Of course, with Holly, you have to wait until Christmas for the Holly, if you know what I mean. Maybe if I blast off into space, I'm gonna get some mistletoe. But I mean, Syracuse, that was a decent effort against Clemson. Clemson did look vulnerable, but the truth is, their defense was pretty darn good. Clemson showed why their defense is tops in the country. And even though it was a valiant effort by the Orange, they fell short. And now we got our work cut out for us if we're gonna go bowling again. Let's start against the fading North Carolina State Wolfpack this coming Saturday. And of course the Bills. Yeah, 6 turnovers by the Jets helped us. And we were a little sloppy at times. But a win is a win. 43-23 over the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets. And now we got a week off to celebrate this before we host Kansas City at Ralph Wilson Stadium. You know, we're gonna show them who's the chief, if you know what I mean. I'm Ken Haas, and those are my stories for this week.